Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 15th year. This week, the GGB Podcast features an interview with Jay Chun, the chairman and CEO of Paradise Entertainment, on the conditions in Macau and the development of the ETG market in Asia and the U.S. Today's GGB Podcast is brought to you by GLI, staging its annual Regulators Roundtable this March 4th and 5th at the Tropicana in Las Vegas. Visit GamingLabs.com for information and registration. I'll break you and destroy you, given time. These game matters with a curse. These game matters. When Macau expanded legal casino gaming, several gaming suppliers quickly became market leaders, including Paradise Entertainment. Chairman and CEO Jay Chun was very connected to Macau leadership and developed an electronic table game that fulfilled all of the stipulations required by the Macau regulations that ease the crunch on live table games. Chun's Paradise is now making aggressive moves into the U.S. with Empire Gaming. He spoke with me at the GGB offices in Las Vegas in January and was recorded prior to the outbreak of the coronavirus in China. John, thanks for joining us here on the podcast. Good to see you in Las Vegas. We see each other in Macau, but you're always so busy there, we can't sit down and get together. So I'm glad you could come by.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me today. Yeah.
So, it seems like there's a lot of things going on in Macau that we read about, in this country. It seems like it's pretty dire. But what is the really reality on the ground there in terms of the government and the visitors to Macau and things of that nature?
And we just have the new government, right. Was December 20, and the new Secretary of the Finance and the Economy, mm-hmm. He just make a speech talking about the casino market, the forecast for the 2020.
Right.
He was thinking the mass market will mm-hmm. be getting very stronger, and he is very confident about the mm-hmm. whole market. So, which is also very good for our gaming equipment side.
Yeah.
Because expanding the mass market is mm-hmm. will be very favorable for the gaming equipment, EGMs particularly.
Sure, no question. Yeah. So we've seen the VIP segment shrinking quite a bit, and I don't really know why is that happening. Is it because the Chinese government is being a little stricter in terms of visitation to Macau or the transfer of money, or what's the problem there?
I think this one is a little bit complicated.
Yeah.
I think the most important is because the raging economy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we saw the little bit slow down. This is, I think, the key thing to impact the VIP sector.
Mm-hmm. And now that it looks like the trade war between the U.S. and China is going to ease off anyway, like there's an agreement coming up. Do you think that's going to help the Macau economy?
Well, for the Macau side, the half of them is an American company,
right? Yeah,
right. Yeah. So the trade show, the U.S. and China, the trade agreement, if they can reach the first stage, mm-hmm. is a good sign for for the both country,
mm-hmm.
benefit for both country. So if they can sign off the first stage, I think some new product, at least mm-hmm. Can be taxed, not released anymore. So I think it will be benefit for the Macau market.
Okay, great, yeah. Great. So how about the freedom rallies in Hong Kong? Have they impacted Macau in any measure?
The Hong Kong situation is doing impact the Macau, the tourists, the number of the tourists. But still, we for the last year, we still reached the record high numbers.
Okay.
But since June last year, the special mainland people, they mm-hmm. came to Hong Kong and Macau
right.
all together. But since the Hong Kong is a little bit messy, so mm-hmm. I think we typically talk to those daily group is getting less.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And since I've been there, they've opened the bridge between Hong Kong and Macau. Yeah. What's the other city that goes through?
Zhuhai. Right. Yeah.
That seems to be helping transportation a little bit. Is that really positive for Macau?
Oh yes,
at this
point? It is from the Macau door to door to the Hong Kong airport, mm-hmm. About 40 minutes.
Okay.
So this is just like Hong Kong airport, just like the Macau airport.
Right.
Yeah. And Hong Kong is building the third runway now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this bridge is really help those visitors grow up. Mm-hmm. The number of the visitors grew up in Macau. Yeah.
And so what's the cost to go from the Hong Kong airport to Macau?
Well, it's very cheap. I think if by bus, less than $10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So cheaper than the ferry would be.
Yes, for sure, yeah. That's
great.
For sure, yeah.
So that must be impacting the ferries a little bit then.
Oh, yes. Ferry, they cut down the number of the ferry. The numbers, yeah.
Okay. So you have this new Chief Executive Ho. What's the opinion of him? Do you know yet, or did he have a view on gaming before he came into office?
He didn't talk too much about the gaming mm-hmm. sector, but he want to the he in his statement he said he want to the be. Not, I don't think it will be too much change.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They just want to be make sure it's peaceful and and the growth healthily. Yeah.
And as you mentioned, the finance minister, what he says is almost more important than what the chief executive says in some cases.
Yes, because the secretary of the finance mm-hmm. and the economy, he's in charge.
Right.
So he is by his statement, I think he was really focused on the mass market.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about the mass market. Yeah. The premium mass obviously is what everybody's after, and it seems like most of the Cotai properties have been built with that segment in mind. Is that growing the premium mass market?
Yeah, premium market. Yes, it is mm-hmm. growing. Yeah, and most of the casinos, the house teams mm-hmm. is VIP teams promote that one very very good and very well. So. And also the slot, Secretary of the Finance, mm-hmm. he mentioned that too. The slot also get the growth.
Okay.
Yes, growth. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great. So, the Chinese government has always been interested in growing the non-gaming amenities in Macau, just so that it's not all focused on gaming. How have the casinos responded to that? Again, I haven't even seen MGM Cotai yet, and I understand there's a lot of non-gaming amenities along with that, and the Galaxy is putting more on every time I hear something. How have they been responding to that?
Well, they tried. At least the supply chain, they was help the local, the small business enterprise to supply, to participate in their supply chain. But for the long terms, I think by the license renewed, or even the new, we call it the new beating the license,
sure.
the how to diversify, to how to help the non-gaming business mm-hmm. is, I think, will be as the terms of the license condition.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So they're kind of fulfilling that their terms of their licensing.
Yes.
And outside of the industry, I know on Hengqin Island they're talking about building some theme parks and things of that nature. Is that progressing on from businesses outside the gaming industry?
Yeah, well the theme park is for the Hengqin Island mm-hmm. they have a theme park and Chinese medicine.
Right.
And some like esports, mm-hmm. and even the gaming, but then non-gambling gaming. We're talking about like the esports.
Right. Yeah,
that
right.
one
yeah.
is all welcome over there. So yeah. I think the will be over there will be like a sim park will be the big hit for the future. Yeah.
Our sponsor this week is GLI, staging its annual North American Regulators Roundtable. The event takes place March 4th and 5th at the Tropicana in Las Vegas. GLI's Roundtable is a two-day educational conference that provides attendees with the opportunity to participate in high-level discussions with industry thought leaders and peers. Registration for GLI's Regulators Roundtable is open now. For information and registration, visit GamingLabs.com and catch the vision for 2020. Now back to our interview. So I know esports is real popular in Korea. Yeah. Is it just as popular in China and some of the surrounding companies as well?
Esports is very huge in China, actually. The number one the market cap in Hong Kong is a tension. So they are holding the largest portfolio of the game titles. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Great, great. Yeah. And I understand some portions of the light rail have opened in Macau right now. Is that bringing more people to the casinos? Or is that really just for the locals?
Which one? Sorry.
The light rail system
that monorail. They just still under testing.
Yeah. Like, okay.
The people can be free ride until the end of the January.
Yeah.
I don't think it can be really help for the bring the tourists, but well for the staff in the casinos maybe help them easy to come to work.
Sure, I think that makes sense. But those of us who love to go to the peninsula or some of the other areas there, I'm going to use it. That's for sure. Next time I go, for sure.
But the peninsula over there is not yet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, now only the Cotai.
It's just in the Cotai. Okay.
Yeah.
So regulations have always been important in Macau, and a lot of the success of the region is because regulations have been so good so far. Paolo Chan has just been reappointed as head of the DICJ. Is that positive for the Macau industry? Has he been very helpful to the industry?
Oh yeah, since he's been the chief of the DICJ, he did a lot of the new regulation. One thing is we just started the new law is prohibiting the casino employee to gambling in the casinos. That was December 27.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a new law came out. Yeah.
So he's very important to continues on, and the regulations are still fair and balanced.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. So let's talk about your company, LT Games. You were one of the first companies in Macau to introduce ETMs, EGMs. How has that helped the casinos in Macau?
Well, this sector is, I think, the typically the ETG sector is the only sector still growing in past almost 15 years.
Yeah.
So this is, I think, we still will be growing.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Macau casinos face a lot of the labor issue,
right?
Also, the cost of the labor, right? By the time to time, if the labor goes to extremely high, then for the table games, the minimum bet must be raised.
Right.
But to now is not cheap in Macau. It's very expensive already. Like some Cotai, the minimum startup like the 1,000 Hong Kong, which is 150 something. It's very expensive table games. So if all the way goes there, will be the mass market can be shrimp. If just talking about the grandma's market, right? So I think the ETG side, no matter the life dealer or the automatic dealers, it will be gross up.
Okay. Yeah. What are they considered, slot machines, or are they just considered like one big table? If you have like an arena of ETGs
in the stadium, they consider this is a one table.
Okay. No,
I mean basically one table can be linked to 100 terminals.
Okay,
like
great.
This kind of range.
Great. Yeah, and that's an issue as well. Not just the labor; it's that you can only have a certain amount of table games.
Yeah, because we also cannot find enough dealer.
Exactly. So, how has the technology improved on ETGs since you first introduced them 15 years ago?
Well, there's many new stuffs come in the market, and now we have even the dealer self. We have robot dealers there.
Okay.
Yeah, that one I think it would be another version for this kind of market.
Mm-hmm. So robot dealers on the screen, and how does that work?
No, it's a real dealers.
Okay. Actual cards that come out.
Yeah,
Okay.
We can call this a semi-auto because we still need the dealer change the cards.
Okay.
Yeah, once they use the real shoes, once finished, we need loading the new cards. So yeah.
But nobody can bend the cards then.
But this one anyway, the life ETG it never have the people can bending the cards.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's always the fun part. I was a baccarat dealer in my early life, so I understand.
So
how
people
much
like
I,
a scream.
Yeah, I understand how they love to bend the cards but you have to have the big bet to do that. So.
Yes.
So You've been making a big push into the U.S. with LT Games. I know you had arena in Pennsylvania in what was the Sands?
Now Sands here, yeah.
It's Wind Creek, and you've gotten with a few other places. I know I saw them at the Venetian here in Las Vegas, Palazzo. How much success have you had so far in the U.S. with your games?
We sold the rights to IGT a few years ago for outside Macau. And we saw them pick up now is getting quickly.
Okay.
In the first 2 years, kind of slow, but the 2019 is getting much better. So I think it would be gross too. Yeah.
So and IGT is still distributing your machines here.
No, actually, now they own the rights, and they just every machine they sell off or they do the leasing, we get the royalty.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great. Good. And what about some other products that you're selling? I know ETGs are your main product, but do you have machines and things of that nature as well? Slot machines?
Well, slot machine we just started last year.
Okay.
So it's kind of a little bit because it's new for us. We have a few hundred sold out. Mm-hmm. And I think for this year, we'll be getting much better.
Okay.
Yeah, we target, hopefully we can, overall we can, we have more than 1,000 units to sell in market.
And I'm assuming your ETGs can incorporate with all the systems that are involved in the casinos. There, every casino has an accounting system and a player rating system, that kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah. Actually, we do have many kind of the systems, accessory products associated with market. Mm-hmm. Typically in Macau, we do have some like table systems.
Sure. Okay.
We have our slot systems. We have intelligence shoes. Mm-hmm. So. And we even have the chips tracking systems.
Sure, okay.
So can be prevent the mispaying the
okay,
chips.
Okay, so you know wages. Exactly what cards are coming out and things like that.
Yeah, we know the cards come out and what is the dealer supposed to pay out or not.
Right.
So we're using the kind of AI systems to analyze the chips floating on the tables.
Yeah. Okay, so it's almost like that Walker table game system that MGM is using right now.
Different technology.
Yeah.
They're using RFID, but we're using the camera.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so
okay,
no any side effect.
Right. Sure. What about some other areas of Asia? How are you distributing in the Philippines, in Australia?
Yes, Philippines will be there 2020, and Vietnam, Cambodia.
Right.
We will go there this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of players that go to Macau also go to these other jurisdictions. So I guess when they see your games, they feel like they're at home almost. They like to play the games.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, great. So you're planning to expand it into the U.S. even more than you've been here already. Do you have some plans for Europe? Because they have a lot of EGTs over there as well.
Europe is a very different market.
Yeah.
The Europe, every single machine, same country, you need 9 different languages.
Right.
So
yeah.
I think that one. Yeah. For maybe we choose couple type of slot machines down there. Not the ETG.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, the ETG is IGT, is responsible for selling the product down there. Yeah.
Outside of Asia then.
Yeah.
Okay, great,
yeah.
Great. So let's talk about the MGS Entertainment Show.
This is what? Yes,
you're going on how many years now?
Seven years.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I understand it's getting bigger every year, and I got some really good reports on the show this year.
Yeah.
So what's the future of that show?
Well, the MGS is organized by the MGMA, Macau Gaming Equipment Association.
Right.
Yeah, what we promote this the entertainment show is because we want to talk to the Macau government and we encourage them and we educate them in how important the EGM market for the Macau.
Right,
because. As I just told you, once the table gaming getting more expensive, probably the EGM is the only choice to – you want to keep a certain revenue.
Sure.
And the EGM probably the only choice.
Yes.
And for the Macau single market is supposed a huge potential market for the EGM.
Right.
But now because most of the people over there just look at the table games.
Sure.
Right. So like the EGM is small, but we've lobbied them. We tell them we needed expanding the EGM. For expanding the EGM, we also the because Macau needed to modify the gaming law. We tell them we had to let the manufacturing to enjoy some of the benefit, like do the profit sharing, do the leasing business model. This is very important for the manufacturer.
Right.
Otherwise, the EGM sector for Macau is too small. We only have about less than 20,000.
Right.
We're supposed to have 200,000.
Right. Sure.
That would be, you know, make sense.
Right.
Yeah, and also the will be just like we can turn to the visitor to Macau for gambling to the mass market. Turn them into like entertainment.
Right, sure.
Yeah, this is everybody like it.
Right.
Right, then if you have 200 machines, you can be one of the single market in the globally, right. One of the biggest.
Sure, sure.
Right, even in the US, in many places, many different states, you have more than 200,000, but it's a big single market, is just like less than 300,000.
Right, right.
But Macau, you know, they still have, we have like many people waiting to gambling there.
Right.
The revenue is big, so we just want to switch a little bit money to the mass market, to the EGM.
Sure.
Have a huge potential. If there is no money in the market, it's difficult, but there's lots of money there, so it just depends on how we can do that.
Sure. Well, it makes more sense to do that. If you're trying to attract the mass market, you know, they're not going to be able to play at these tables where you have 1,000 Hong Kong or the minimum, you know. So you need something like the EGM so they can come in and wager a reasonable amount of money for them, you know, and actually enjoy gambling.
Yeah, we also like talk with the Macau government. Okay, we bring them to the MGS and we tell them the EGM, the slot machine, is a very high-tech product.
Sure.
So it will very help for the diversify the Macau industry.
Mm-hmm.
And we educate the Macau government. We tell them this is the one of the target industry we're supposed to do in the Macau.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So in terms of Japan, are you involved in the motion to get casinos into Japan? Or are you just waiting to see so you can sell your equipment to them?
I think for my company, probably we're just looking for the selling the product over there.
Okay.
Because we're talking about the Japan market. They are talking about over 10 billion.
Right.
It's quite big. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have plenty of technology companies over there to begin with. Do you think maybe you might partner with some of them or something like that to get into the Japanese market?
Oh, yes. We love to, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the next month I will be to Japan because officially the bidding is still not come out yet. So we have to see what's exactly the terms. Yeah.
All right. So just wrap it up. One, the Macau market isn't as terrible as we're hearing on this side of the ocean. So it's still a lot of possibility, still a lot of growth potential there. And you know, once we get this political stuff out of the way, you think it could really, really continue to grow as it has in the past?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Great. Well, Jay, thanks for joining us. It's an honor to see you here, and thank you for coming. And we'll look forward to seeing you next time I get to Macau.
Sure. Thank you. See you next time.
Hope you enjoyed this week's GGB podcast brought to you by GLI, staging its annual Regulators Roundtable this March 4th and 5th in Las Vegas at the Tropicana. Visit GamingLabs.com for information and registration. To learn more about the situation in Macau and the coronavirus, visit GGBMagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry on your desktop every Monday morning, subscribe to GGB News at GGBNews.com. And to attract quality players to your online poker, casino, or sports betting website, visit iGamingPlayer.com. Don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify today. And we'll see you next week on the GGB podcast.